Ever since the statutory elect of Sherry placed dower and courtesy, courts have been trying to expand the property subject to the spouse's elective share. The courts have used a number of justifications for their attempts to accomplish this. In a previous article, the author offered an interpretation of the proper use of public policy by courts when a statute on the subject has been enacted by the legislature. This article applies that test to attempts by courts to expand the elective share to will substitutes and finds such attempts to be an impermissible use of public policy by courts.